You can always find more WTUZ.com. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Hey, good morning to you.
Good morning. That was a really good song. It got me pumped up.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
The old school rascal there.
Mm-hmm.
Flaskal Rats.
I love Rascal Flats.
So there you go. Hey, morning quickie time. Folks who may be checking Facebook, you're like, oh, I have a notification this morning. Let me see what this is all about. Could it be a friend request? Could it be somebody liked or shared your photo? Maybe somebody commented on your wall or commented
People
on your...
People still do that?
On your post. I don't know. I think so. but it could be none of those things. It could just be an alert from Facebook and a notification saying, hey, you are one of the lucky 87 plus million who had your information and data compromised. So if you get that alert or notification... That may start your Wednesday off on
they're notifying people
on a bad note. Yeah, they're sending out notifications, letting those know whose information may have been swiped.
See, yesterday I had a notice of privacy settings changed, and so I had to go in and like accept. Did you get that?
I may have. As of right now, I have 17 notifications on Facebook.
Oh.
Let me go see if one of them has to do with anything privacy. Related, a couple friend requests, one people I don't know. Let me see. No, nothing about a.
Does that
about
mean my stuff
privacy.
Is compromised?
Maybe. Did you take some quiz or something, or did you just?
No, I don't think
click
so.
A couple it was, buttons. And,
I think I just clicked a couple buttons.
Yeah, I haven't received that yet.
Okay,
but they're making wholesale changes.
Nice.
Is Facebook, of course, Zuckerberg, the Zuck CEO. In front of lawmakers yesterday, they were aggressive towards him.
I didn't watch. What happened?
They were asking him some tough questions. I don't know if yesterday's was televised. I think today's will be for folks to see. But Zuckerberg, he apologized, said the words, I'm sorry, probably half a dozen or more times.
Oh.
Yeah. And but they were harsh on him a little bit. They said, hey, we don't want to regulate this, but we will if we have to. Those old folks aren't going to regulate Facebook. They probably don't even have Facebook.
I think he's genuinely sorry.
Yeah, I think he is. He was there in front of folks answering questions for 5+ hours.
Dang.
Yesterday. Can you imagine that?
No.
We do the show for 4 hours and I'm beat afterwards.
You should see yourself at 11.
I should, yeah, should see myself now at 6:35 in the
just
morning.
Kidding.
No. Very nice of you to say that, Michelle.
I'm only kidding.
No, of course, lawmakers kind of accusing him of failing to protect all the personal info of millions of Americans, of course, who are using good old Facebook. Have you seen the movie, Social Media?
I have.
You've seen that movie, right?
It's really good.
Yeah, good film.
Justin Timberlake's in it.
He is in it. He plays the Napster dude.
Yes, he does.
Remember Napster back in the day?
That was a long time ago.
Golly, that was
Oh my gosh, was
a minute ago. One of the quotes from yesterday, Zuckerberg quoted as saying, we have made a lot of mistakes in running the company. Went on to say Facebook must work harder at ensuring the tools it creates are used in a good and healthy way. So we'll see if he does that in the future. He was dressed nice yesterday, too. Not in his flip-flops and t-shirts.
Like he's typically
and shorts.
Wearing.
Yeah.
He right.
had his nice tie on. And apparently his wife maybe took him out shopping. And honey, try this on. Oh, you look nice in that. That looks nice on you. He'll be speaking again today. Or answering questions, I should say, about this whole privacy debacle.
Yikes.
He also pointed the finger at Russia a little bit, too, Zuckerberg did. He said, hey, they're working over there every single day to try and interfere in what we're doing over here, not only with Facebook, but with other companies and through the internet, and it's just...
It's got to be hard being in his position, to be honest. I mean, he started this Facebook... I mean, I don't think he anticipated it to go global like this.
I don't think he envisioned...
I mean, it's
anything
taken
ever
over
like
the world.
This happening.
Right.
Remember, it only used to be for college.
Yeah.
It used to be just for college students to a way to interact and mingle.
And you had to like wait till your college was on.
Yep.
Accepted, because I remember being up at Akron and we weren't available. It wasn't available for us. And like all my friends at Ohio State had it and Kent. We were one of the last ones. And It's like, what is this all about?
What is this? Oh, screw it. I'll just get on my MySpace account.
Right. What's so funny is I had a MySpace email come in the other day, and I have not used MySpace in probably 15 years.
That's really weird.
But I still logged in. You can still log in. You should do it. It's really funny.
I don't even remember maybe what my login would be for MySpace.
You can, like, find your password.
Forget username, forget password.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here, we'll send
that's
you an
what I
email.
Did.
Yeah. No matter what, you can't get away from
it. Flashback to a different time.
Can't get away from it, no matter what. Just like LinkedIn. I remember one time I made the mistake of doing some stuff on LinkedIn. Maybe created an account or a profile. Or whatever it may be. I still, that was years ago, like 6 years ago. And I haven't used it, never used it once. Since that day, I never never went to LinkedIn. And still to this day, I get emails about LinkedIn. When are you coming back? Remember, your profile still exists on LinkedIn. How do I get linked out of this crap? Don't want to be linked in anymore.
Oh, that's awesome.
Too many links. Just get me out. Hey, speaking of hackers, folks were checking out maybe some music videos yesterday via YouTube or the Vevo app, which, I mean, they're basically like the same thing. But apparently there were some folks who, I don't know how, got into the back door of these websites and took down some real popular videos, like that Despacito video.
Ooh, that's a good song.
The one that has like 5 billion views.
Is that the most played YouTube video?
Most played YouTube video of all time. So yesterday, for a short period of time, if folks went to see that video, instead of hearing that song and seeing the music video, they saw images of people in masks holding guns and pointing guns at the...
Really?
At the screen. Yeah, it was a really weird situation.
Wow.
Vevo says they have it under control now. They also hacked some videos from Taylor Swift, Drake, Selena Gomez, Shakira. What'd Shakira do to anybody?
I know.
And those hips never hurt anybody. And they do not lie.
They do not lie.
But anyways, Vevo says the breach was contained. It's working on reinstating those affected videos.
Like, what's the point in that? Like, why do you...
Don't know.
I don't understand it. You're not... being productive.
I don't know if there was a message that went along with that video,
in
which was replaced with all these music videos. Yeah, I don't know if there was a message involved or what. I haven't seen the video.
Oh.
So, anyway. But yeah, Despacito, 5 billion. Can you believe that?
There's
like 7 billion people on planet Earth, right?
Right.
So it's almost been watched 5 billion times, almost by each and every single person on planet Earth, if you want to break it down that way.
That's a good breakdown.
Thank
you for that.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for. Hey, later, $25 to Bell Stores Marathon. Also, later, we'll talk about how Michelle is going to freeze her little tushy off at an Indians game maybe later on tonight. You're going tonight, right?
We haven't decided.
Girl.
I know.
Get your winter clothes on, your snowsuit.
Well, it's supposed to be 70 tomorrow, so I thought maybe it would come a little early.
It's not happening.
Oh,
wishful thinking right there.
I know.
By the way, I know you wanted to know, 71 days until the first official day of summer. You are welcome. You're welcome.
Our daily countdown.